listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A major budget boost for farmers, with $519 million being injected into a revamped future drought fund. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says building resilience within the agriculture sector will be the focus.
Spending a dollar today can save not just $5 or $6 down the track, but can also minimise the grief that farmers feel when they go through a drought situation.
The Northwest has the second highest unemployment rate in the state. New figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealing the national unemployment rate sits at 3.9%. However, the Northwest has a 4.2% unemployment rate. A renal dialysis clinic is set to open in Tom Price. It's thanks to a $3 million federal government grant for the Pilbara Aboriginal Health Alliance. The only towns currently offering dialysis in the Pilbara are Port Hedland and Newman, with state government funding recently announced for a clinic in Karratha. A helping hand for seniors across WA, the state government investing more than $8 million into expanding the delivery of the Seniors Card Program and elder abuse support. Seniors and Ageing Minister Don Punch says it's an issue we need to combat.
Elder abuse we know exists. It's a scourge in terms of people who want to live the best lives being subject to elder abuse, particularly around issues around property and finances.
In sport, a record-breaking Lake Argyle swim at the weekend. Max Cotin breaking the 20-kilometre solo swim for the third year running, doing it in 3 hours and 57 minutes. Meanwhile, white-belly sea eagles took out the duo race in a record-breaking 4 hours and 44 minutes. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.